AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A couple of rulings today from the Supreme Court. The High Court is siding with the Biden administration in a social media dispute with conservative states. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
It's a battle with GOP-led states over just how far the federal government can go in fighting controversial social media posts on topics like COVID-19 and election security. In a 6-3 ruling, the justices threw out lower court rulings in favor of some states who said administration officials leaned on social media platforms to unconstitutionally censor conservative viewpoints. The High Court had appeared broadly skeptical of those claims during arguments in March, with several worrying the lower court rulings could affect even common interactions between government officials and the platforms. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court overturned the bribery conviction of former Portage, Indiana Mayor James Snyder. He was convicted of taking $13,000 from a trucking company after prosecutors said he steered about $1 million worth of city contracts their way. Snyder said the money was payment for consulting work. 15 months after he was arrested, the trial has started in Russia for Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. The AP's Emma Burrows is in Moscow.
Russian authorities claim he was gathering secret information for American intelligence, but the Kremlin's been accused of detaining several U.S. citizens to use as bargaining chips in prisoner swaps.
Gershkovich appeared in court in a glass defendant's cage, his head shaved and wearing a black and blue plaid shirt. The hearing lasted only about 2 hours. He'll be back in court in August. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is back home in Australia, a free man. His legal battle with the U.S. over leaked classified documents is over. A staff member at Wisconsin's youth prison has been declared brain dead following a fight with an inmate. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are off to a sluggish start on Wall Street, pulling major indexes further below the all-time highs they set last week. The S&P 500 index slipped 0.2% in the first few minutes of trading Wednesday. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.1%. The Dow was down 89 points. That's about 0.2%. FedEx helped offset the losses with a gain of almost 13%. The package carrier reported results for its latest quarter that easily beat forecasts. Rivian soared 25% after Volkswagen said it would invest up to $5 billion in the struggling maker of electric vehicles. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.30%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The union that represents most behind-the-scenes film and television crews has reached a tentative deal with studios for about 50,000 of its members, making another major production-stopping strike unlikely after a year of labor turmoil in Hollywood. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.